This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waving hi to my friend John. There's John.
Hi, John
Harper. Hi, everybody. Wave at him.
Hi.
Down there, down at WMEL, the Talk to Me station. Here's a guy who's expanded. What a wonderful story. Radio. I love these independent radio. Is he carrying Warren Eckstein is here with us from the Pet Show. If he's not carrying your show on WMEL, I'm sure we can get him to do that. Do you know whether he's carrying it, Warren?
I'm not sure, Doug. I really don't know.
Warren. And John. John, meet Warren. Warren, meet John. This is a great radio program, and so is Warren. So thanks to all of my friends. We are having a lot of questions for people in El Paso. The station there, KTSM, that has carried the program for 18 years, has stopped carrying the program because someone, you know how wonderful corporate consolidation is? Somebody made a decision in Denver that it was better for a station in El Paso to carry something that nobody's ever heard of. So, good luck to them there. Some of these characters. Well, you've run it. Yeah. Warren is like me. He's an independent producer, has had this radio program on the air for how long? You must be almost 30 years, aren't you?
32.
32 years doing this program. So there's some kind of a record there. Meanwhile, I've invited Warren to spend some time talking about other items from the world of pets and pet ownership, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Wide receiver Torrey Smith signed with the Philadelphia Eagles this past winter. He is taking care of his home in Baltimore, former home. He and his wife paid adoption fees for 46 animals at an animal shelter this past weekend. They made a donation on top of the fees. If you go to the organization's Facebook page, Warren, he's a regular at events that they have. So apparently he lives in Baltimore, even though he plays for Philadelphia, played for San Francisco before that. But think about that. Barks Animal Shelter. You want to go to the Facebook page, B-A-R-C-S, Barks. And one wonders how frequently you suppose things like this happen, Warren.
There was recently a story in Los Angeles where a celebrity, I'm trying to think of who it was now, him and his wife also adopted a dog from a location, and what they did is they paid the adoption fee for, I think, 100 or 150 other dogs.
Really?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. It was Stern and his wife.
Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. That was really big with the North Shore Animal League.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember when North Shore Animal League first started, and the guy who started, remember years ago, there was a, Doug, you remember this, Shetland Lewitt vacuum cleaners?
Yes.
Well, Al Lewitt was a guy who started North Shore Animal League, and when it first started, I did a lot of their behavior work where it was really small. Now they're worth gazillions of dollars. But I think that Howard and his wife donated, like, enough money for, I don't know, hundreds of dogs to be adopted, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a great thing.
Here's another. How would people do that?
There is another athlete, the Detroit Pistons coach Stan Van Gundy, helping also to raise awareness for these shelter animals. During last week's Empty the Shelters event, which is a national event to raise awareness for pet adoption, only one dog was left behind at the Humane Society in Harbor Springs, Michigan. His name is Eastwood, one-year-old red lab retriever, was found wandering in the streets, almost blind, had a deformed rear leg. Since getting care at the shelter, his vision has improved, but it's not perfect, and he's getting around better with his handicap, but there's still nobody who wants him. And when the shelter posted on Facebook that Eastwood was so lonely after all of his friends got homes, 80 applications poured in to adopt him.
You know, it's amazing how the media works. It really is. I'll give you a prime example. I had a call on my radio show. It's about a month ago now. A woman called me. She was driving from Arizona to California. At one of the mile markers, she saw this black dog tied up, could hardly stand up. She pulled over, put the dog in her car, drove back to L.A., went to the vet. The vet said the dog may have 2 days left to live. That's how dehydrated and bad shape he is. The woman kept the dog, but the bottom line is she lived in a location where she couldn't have it. So what she did is she would take the dog to work during the day and leave it at a veterinarian's hospital overnight. I went on the air after she called me in tears saying, I don't know what to do. I'm moving in 5 months. When I move back to Arizona, I can then adopt the dog. Three of my listeners called within 5 minutes. One of my listeners brought the dog to see me last week. The dog is being fostered in not too far from the Kardashians in Calabasas. And the woman's retiring and moving to Arizona next week, and she will be reunited with her dog. It's just one of those things that happens. Yeah, every once in a while.
The foster movement is really taking over. Remember when I told you about going, we were going to go to that bulldog place?
Yeah.
You couldn't go, so I went by myself. And it was all about fostering and then bringing them to adoption.
But the hardest part about fostering is once you find a foster home and they get a couple of dogs in it, they usually wind up keeping them.
Yeah, they want to keep
them as a foster home.
Right.
So that's the greatest thing. I think the biggest heart in the world and the most difficult thing in the world to do, and I admire the people that do it on a regular basis, is people that, in fact, do foster their pets. It makes the dog or cat easy to adopt because they're socialized. They're exposed to people. They're usually already trained. So it's a great thing. And if you have some time and you have some place that you can do it, I think fostering is a great thing to do.
Yeah. It's really true. We fostered a little girl who was a beagle dachshund mix, and she was so cute. And the fact that she'd lived at the shelter for over a year, and then the fact that we had her here in our apartment, there were potential adopters who came to our apartment to meet her and saw her in a home environment. Their kids got to play with her, and they adopted her. So it makes it so much easier when you just aren't looking at a dog in a cage, when you're seeing a dog in real life and how they interact. Yeah,
well,
it really helps.
It's such a valid point, too, guys, and I'll tell you why. So many times when people go to a shelter, there's 100 other dogs, they're barking, they're screaming, and you don't really get to know what the dog's like. That's why a lot of the newer shelters have little areas now where people can take the dog to a different location and really get to know the dog or cat before they make the decision.
Well, that's what we did with Millie. We were there looking for a couple of pit bulls, and then Millie was in a cage by herself, and she just sort of jumped up. We walked by the cage, and I thought she was really cute. And then we took her for a walk, and she was, she had her problems, as these dogs do, but Meredith's a great, loving parent, and the dog has just become warm, and really, in the times that I'm around, she reacts so well to the people that she first realized, the two of us, she realized loved her. And that's, what she remembers and what she reacts to.
I always tell people, this is the most important thing, I always tell people that when you adopt a dog or adopt a cat, you don't fall in love with the outside. You fall in love with the inside. I mean, I have adopted three-legged dogs, dogs with no ears, dogs that were 16 years old that have 3 weeks to live. Aww. And it's important to understand the concept. And the reason I do that is because I want them to cross the bridge knowing they were loved, even if they were only loved for 2 weeks.
Aww.
I want them to cross that bridge knowing they were loved. So I think it's real important that people, and more people are understanding the importance of adopting. I had a political conversation the other day, and whether you think Trump is good or bad doesn't make any difference to me. I'm apolitical. But the bottom line is I think he would get a lot more support if he went out and adopted a shelter dog this week.
Yes, I agree with you there. All right, was George Clooney the person you were talking about who donated the $10,000 to help dogs rescued in California?
I believe it was. Him and his wife went.
Yeah,
I believe it was George Clooney, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. They're helping to rescue 9 dogs that were taken from a backyard breeder. And apparently the wife feels strongly about this sort of thing. And so they got in touch somehow through Facebook and decided to write a check for $10,000, which is certainly plenty to take care of. They are. Clooney's got a couple of Cocker Spaniels, apparently.
I think it's a Cocker Spaniel rescue that they...
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. Okay. Right.
Remember he had a pig for a long time?
Yes,
a pig.
He did have a pig.
Yeah.
A little potbelly pig.
Probably a joke there.
No, he really did,
I got it. All right, Warren Eckstein is the pet expert that people go to. He's heard every day on this radio program. I'm so thankful that he is a friend, and he's certainly a friend to all animals listening to his weekend radio program. You can find it by going to petshow.com. Also, check out he's got a great line of minerals and vitamins comboed, specifically a blend for dogs and another blend for cats. Hugs and Kisses, they're called. Hugsandkisses.com. Thanks, Warren. Talk to you next week, 16 past the hour. Those of you who are functioning well when it comes to your relationships with your mother, think of how much better you'll function when you send her not only a dozen dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, but a dozen beautiful roses from Pro Flowers, all for just $49.99. But it's today only. To take advantage of this amazing gift, today only, go to berries.com. Use the code DJV in the microphone in the top right corner, DJV, and get these amazing berries. Look at the toppings. Wow. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, vanilla chocolate, and the swirls and the nuts and the little chocolate dips. Those are yummy enough and worth $49.95. But now you get a dozen roses and the berries together. $49.99 plus shipping. The only way to get this amazing berries deal is to visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code DJV. That's berries.com and the code DJV when you click on the mic. This amazing deal only today, Mother's Day, this weekend. Order it right now.
Now for know-how.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a...
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald. In which case, Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. By 18 after the hour, the Doctor's TV show on yesterday's episode... was it yesterday or the day before? Anyway, it's a recent episode. They delved into the world of makeup and informing women in the audience that if they're looking to find the perfect shade of lipstick, they need to look at their nipples.
I've actually heard that before. Isn't that crazy?
What, just in the middle of the store? Well, just whip it out.
Yep, I guess so. Can you match this shade?
Pictures.
So how do they do this on a TV show? On a regular...
this is culture's degraded. Are you kidding? They can do anything they want on TV now.
Well, they weren't showing nipples, but they were saying if you want to find the most flattering color for your lips, it's look no further than your nipples.
Right. Okay.
Which we could, I'm sure, talk extensively about.
So blue and hairy, perfect.
Blue and hairy.
Oh, God.
Okay, we better get to what's on tonight, Jen, before we lose everything here. Yes.
I was just teasing, please. Uh-huh. All right, Criminal Minds is on tonight, all new. The CW has a new Arrow at 8 p.m. This is the time of year when we start to really get some good, exciting episodes because at the end of May, that's when all of your favorite TV shows take a break for the summer. Blackish is on ABC at 9:30. Fargo, which I think is a kind of underrated show. They have a new episode tonight at 10. It follows up last week's kind of trippy episode. They'll be leaving L.A. and moving and going back to Fargo in the Midwest on tonight's episode. You've got a new Underground on WGN America and Nobody's on TV Land. Some of the other favorites, too, if you're into some movies, maybe you want to go back in time a little bit. The Movie Channel has Brokeback Mountain from 2005. That's at 8 p.m. And of course, American Pickers, new at 9 on History.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Recognize John Lennon there, right? This information serves to both inform you that there's a fundraiser and a tribute to John Lennon at the Kennedy Center Spring Gala. I thought, was this next Monday or last Monday?
This was two nights ago, Monday night.
Two nights ago, all right. So a lot of people came together, if you'll pardon the pun. That was what it was called, coming together. A lot of artists from different persuasions. Judy Collins, Sean Colvin, Jim James. I don't know. Who's Jim James? I don't know.
He's the lead singer of LCD Sound System. They were just on SNL last weekend.
Taj Mahal, Stevie Van Zandt, a lot of characters. The Master of Ceremonies, interesting choice. David Duchovny tried to weave the theme into his opener, saying, I don't believe politics should be in the arts, but the arts ought to be in politics. T-Bone Burnett served as the executive music director, organized 90 minutes of musical tributes to John Lennon. The night kicked off with a performance of Come Together by Taj Mahal, Sean Colvin, Jim James, and Duchovny. I don't know if Duchovny could sing.
I didn't either, but okay.
Yeah. That was followed by some standout performances. Kareen Bailey-Ray sang Don't Let Me Down. Esperanza Spalding was said to have shaken the balconies on Mother, and Jim James delivered a very interesting version, sort of like Lennon, a song called Jealous. Judy Collins wowed with her rendition of In My Life. Stevie Van Zandt had a performance of Working Class Hero and Revolution. He introduced Revolution by saying, it's rattle your jewelry time, boys and girls.
That's so him.
Sean Colvin, his version of You got to hide your love away, showcased her wonderful voice.
I love that song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. That's a great song.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, this was, it looked like quite a performance, an ensemble performance of All You Need Is Love, brought the evening to a close. They raised $2 million for the National Arts Education Program.
It's great.
See, that's why you don't need public money for these things. All you need is to have a few fundraisers like this to raise all the money you want. And it's a good cause. Well done. I can't imagine it's going to be on TV someplace, Victoria.
I would hope so. I mean, this seems like something PBS would want to air, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I would hope. I mean, this looks wonderful. I love John Lennon's music so much, so this would be, I would definitely get a seat for this one.
Also, music news focusing on Katy Perry. Well, I don't know.
We should keep
music.
This theme going for Katy Perry and All Taylor Swift. Love. All You Need Is Love.
So Katy Perry doesn't like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift doesn't like Katy Perry.
Right.
Apparently Katy Perry is now dating a former boyfriend.
Well, they are collaborating on music together. Remember Calvin Harris, the DJ who Taylor Swift? Yeah, so Calvin Harris's new album has a track with Katy Perry.
You don't think there's any hoochie-coochie going on there?
I don't know. Maybe. They're both single.
Yeah.
Could be. I didn't think about that, but you're right. There could be.
You didn't think about that?
I didn't, actually,
no. It took me to think about that?
Yes.
Wow. Hey.
You're very enlightening sometimes.
Sometimes. Thank you. All right. There's the story behind the story. That's an interesting little tidbit of info. I think I don't like either one of them particularly, but I think I'd like Taylor Swift better than Katy Perry.
Yeah.
From what I hear. 28 after the hour. No judgment here on the DJB experience.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs are increasingly optimistic about the economy, according to the Spring 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, but this isn't yet translating into new investment in their business. The survey of 1,000 small business owners nationwide found that 52% are optimistic the national economy will improve over the next 12 months, up a staggering 21% since fall 2016. However, some uncertainty still exists among small business owners, as revenue expectations and growth plans remain at the modest levels seen last fall, and plans to increase hiring shrunk to a 5-year low of only 18%. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
We saw a surge in economic confidence, and it's a great indicator of potential small business growth in 2017. However, we do see a wait-and-see attitude persisting as we see entrepreneurs hold back on making new investments to hire and grow in the year ahead.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, the DJV experience, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the birthday girl, all together for you. We're going to meet a fella who's going to help you understand what you can do about these new credit card swiping fees. If you've heard about them or if you found them and you're annoyed by them, we're going to get to the bottom of the program. This is yet another way. It's like a tax. You can't get away from some of these fees, or you think you can, but there's always a way around it. So we're going to help you out with that in a few moments. One of the things that came to my attention today is how great it is to live in America. That's not news. But there are some places in America, it's kind of like, this is 1984. All pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. And that's the story with living in America. It's great to live in America. All across our country, people are having wonderful lives. But some places are better than others if you want to live longer. There has been some research done that looked at counties all across the country, found the highest life expectancy was 87 years old on average, and the lowest is 67 years old on average.
67 feels very young.
Sure does, especially when you're beyond it like I am. Counties in North and South Dakota saw the lowest life expectancies. This is where Native American populations, the Indian reservations, are.
Mm.
People in eastern Kentucky, lower half of Mississippi, southwestern part of West Virginia also. Same thing. No surprise there, really.
Really? I mean, I understand the Native American thing because there are a lot of, you know, their alcoholism and health issues and stuff on reservations. But what's going on in eastern Kentucky and lower Mississippi?
Education. It's an educational thing.
Oh.
Education.
Huh.
You look at the highest life expectancies in central Colorado. So it's the socioeconomic factors. It's education and unemployment, opportunity. So you go where the opportunity is and you live a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, what you eat, if you're a smoker, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest factors here.
And the cheapest food, you know, look at the dollar menu on any fast food place. That's the cheapest food and it's the worst food for you.
Awful. Yeah. So the lifespan gap also is getting wider. Researchers say by next year the difference will be over 20 years between certain parts of our country. It's 20 now, be 21, and it'll go up on one end by a year, I'm going to predict, and down on the other end by a year.
Hmm.
That's just the way these people, that as they get older and they're heavier, as Ken Kronhaus has said on this program any number of times, you never see a fat 90-year-old. You don't.
He's right.
You don't. It doesn't, you know, you're what is it? Cruising for a bruising.
Yep.
As it were. All right, let's talk about, we seem to have come into a couple of threads to the program conversationally. I like threads. Sometimes on one day I'll talk about three or four things that come from the same wheelhouse. Sometimes we have conversations over two or three days about specific things. We've been talking, actually, I think earlier today, one of the examples of it was talking about Chuck Berry's house that's going to become a museum in St. Louis. And now there's another story. The house that the Christmas Story movie was filmed in is now going to be open to overnight guests. So
Do you like that movie?
No, I didn't think. I thought the movie was awful.
I think it's all right, but people are obsessed with that movie. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's Home Alone. This is Christmas Story. This is Ralphie and Randy, and it kind of looks like it's a 1950s movie, but even though it's from the 80s.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, I confused them. You're right. Although this is the same. My reaction to this movie
I'm
is the same
you.
As the other one. Yeah. So what's the attraction? Why would anybody go to Cleveland?
People have such, I don't know, people, it's a multi-generational thing. I mean, there are entire families that watch this movie, like, you know, all of us love Love Actually. We watch that every year at Christmas. There are families that just are obsessed with this movie. It's just a...
See, Love Actually was out the other night, as a matter of fact.
Oh, was it? It usually comes out around Christmas.
It usually comes out, in the fall.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, people just love this movie. Ralphie and Randy and the Red Rider, BB Gun and all that.
So what does it cost to stay overnight there?
I think it's $495 a night. You get the whole house.
Really?
And I think at Christmas time, it's probably close to $2,000 a night.
And you, do you know people who would actually go there?
I know some families who would love this and think it's quirky and cool. And, it's just all based on the movie.
Huh. All right. So this is in Cleveland, the Tremont neighborhood of Cleveland, Ohio. Why anybody would want to be there no matter what?
I don't know Cleveland, so I can't say. But
Cleveland gets a bad rap. The city itself is kind of dark and gloomy. But there's some great, you go to the West Mentor, Bay Village, some of the areas. We're on a couple of stations to the west out toward Erie along the lake. Those are really nice areas. And you go sort of south and east. Well, you can go south and west. You go south in any direction from Cleveland. There's great farming areas. It's just Cleveland itself is not, I don't find it to be a thrilling spot, but anyway, everybody's different. But it's gotten a bad rap over the years.
I was just told that by producer Lou that TNT or TBS, one of those two networks, airs A Christmas Story all day on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, back-to-back episodes. That's how popular that movie is.
How does producer Lou know that?
Because he just knows things. I don't know.
They do a 24-hour cycle because my oldest sister loves that movie, and she always wants us to watch it like three times, and I hate that movie, so I never want to watch
it. See, people either love it or they hate it. It's such a polarizing thing.
I used to like it, but after watching it every single year, I get bored of it. It's not a good enough movie to watch it every year.
It is famous for the fa-ra-ra-ra-ra because they burn the turkey, so they have to go and eat Chinese food. It's the only restaurant that's open on Christmas Day. So there are a few funny moments to it.
You know, I missed this yesterday. We were talking to that beauty expert. The situation with Dove and their Real Beauty campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of what we have a discussion. This is, and it's a good, it's a fair question. What everybody, it's kind of, for me anyway, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You can look at somebody and think, wow, what a beautiful person. Someone else will look at the same person and say, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all in what appeals to you. So Dove is extending its brand, its message. It's called the Real Mom Campaign, just in time for Mother's Day. There's a new product line, and they use real women of all sizes and shapes to get to portray strong, beautiful women in outdoor advertising, get the message across. And they're using some packaging. I don't think Dove is an international brand, isn't it? Not just here in our country, but it's all over the place.
Yeah.
They're using different ways of trying to teach women or show women what beauty is. But apparently it's not going over particularly well.
You should look at the bottles online.
I'm posting a picture on our Facebook page now.
Because essentially what they've done is to represent different body shapes. They've made different bottles to look like different bottle shapes. Yeah. But I'm just wondering, I looked at it, and some of them are like really short and fat. And just
like who would choose that?
Looking. And I was like, even if it's representative of your body type, who's going to go in the store and say, yep, this one's me?
If I was short and squat, like short and stout, I'm a little teapot, like why would I want to buy a bottle that reminds me that I'm a little teapot? Right?
Maybe that's why it's not doing so well.
I think maybe.
You wonder who the advertising executive is who came up with that idea. Yeah, that'd be a great one. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to change our focus because many of you have said you're encountering swiping fees with your credit card. What's this all about, and how is it eliminated? How might it impact you if you have a local retail store? The focus on credit card swiping fees up next here on the DJV Experience.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. This Tuesday through Thursday, pros get 5% off all purchases in-store and online. Or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Time for us now to get into an issue that is just now beginning to affect us all. The big banks and the question on credit card swiping fees, that sort of thing. Jason Brewer is here with us, Executive Vice President of Communication and State Affairs at RILA. What is RILA? R-I-L-A, Jason.
Good morning. We're the Retail Industry Leaders Association, so we represent a lot of the stores that folks shop at around your communities.
All right, so you testified before the House Financial Services Committee regarding the CHOICE Act. What does this legislation do?
So a lot of people have probably heard about repeal and replace when it comes to health care. The CHOICE Act is essentially a repeal and replace of financial reform. the Dodd-Frank legislation that was passed in the wake of the last financial crisis that I think most people still remember.
Yep.
And so this is an update. Some call it a good update. Some think it's a bad update. Our feelings are somewhat mixed. There are some provisions that we think are good, but there is a provision that we think is a very bad idea, and it repeals something called swipe fee reform that you were talking about at the beginning of this. And that's the swipe fees are that fee that the merchant has to pay the bank every time someone pulls out their debit card and uses it at the register. And in the lead up to the financial crisis, banks were doubling and in some cases tripling those fees on merchants. And so Congress stepped in and said, wait a minute, these fees have got to be reasonable. And they set sort of a cap on the amount that a Visa and MasterCard and the banks could charge a merchant every time someone swiped that card.
So
and
is this
right
the,
now there is a movement to repeal that.
Is this the 2 or 3% that gets paid on the transaction, or is this something different?
Correct. That it's that percentage that is sort of invisible to the customer,
right?
But is paid by the merchant. And in many cases, especially for like convenience stores, gas stations, it's actually the second highest cost of doing business are these fees that you end up having to pay.
So that's why when you go in, let's see if we can come up with an example. When you go to the gas station, and it says on the sign out on the street, $2.38, but in small teensy weensy letters it says cash. So when you go up to the pump and you put your credit card in, you're not paying $2.36, you're paying $2.43 because they want you to pay the fee that they have to pay to the credit card companies for the privilege of you using your credit card. Is that what we're talking about?
Correct. And gas stations are one of the few places where you'll actually see a price differential. In most, right. In the vast majority of cases, the retailer is just sort of eating that fee, and it's built in to the price. But what we would suggest is that if these fees go back up again, a sort of a pop quiz for folks that shop, if these fees go up, do you think the prices you pay for everyday goods will go up or down?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the merchant is going to have to find some way
right.
to pass on that cost.
Right.
And so when the banks sort of raise this sort of hidden fee, it's hidden, but it eventually comes out of somebody's wallet, and it's usually the consumer.
All right. So what are you asking our listeners to do? What action do you as the leader of the Retail Industry Leaders Association, must have something? You came here to tell us a story, but you want us to do something too.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Well, I would say contact your member of Congress. They may be a little busy today, so give them a couple of days. But contact your member of Congress and tell them to preserve swipe fee reform, not to let the big banks raise fees on local merchants. It impacts not just retailers, but you know, restaurants, gas stations, auto repair shops, anybody that really accepts plastic.
Yeah, everybody.
Landscaper,
yeah.
I mean, doesn't matter. Everybody. So it really will impact everybody that you do business with, and ultimately you will pay the price if this reform goes away. So
right.
Contact
so
your member
of part
Congress
of a,
and tell them to keep swipe fee reform.
Do you think, Jason, this is part of a gimme package that is being held out by the administration and current lawmakers? So, because Trump has said recently that the banks ought to be broken up again, or something to that effect. So, if the commercial lending only by this bank and residential mortgage lending by this bank, which is the way it used to be, and then they're all put together after Glass-Steagall.
Right.
So, is this a way? Okay, we're going to break everything up, but you can charge whatever you want for using the credit cards. Is that part of this, do you think, or am I stretching this too much?
Well, it's an interesting theory. The irony, perhaps, is that the reforms only impacted the largest banks, so the Wells Fargos of the world, mm-hmm. who are the largest issuers of debit cards. And so this would really only, if reform is repealed, it would really only benefit the huge big banks. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it would benefit Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase, basically the ones we've all been hearing about who've been fined and
screwing everybody,
sort of ripping consumers off. So.
Right. Jason Brewer, go to RILA.com for more info on this.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Swimming today, Chuck, or are you?
Yeah, I'm on the beach, Doug. How are you?
All right, well, this is the theme from Jaws, what, 30 years ago? This is one of the first big movies.
1975, regarded as the first summer blockbuster.
Yeah, Spielberg's first really big movie, wasn't it?
It was the second film. It was a massive, it changed his career. You know, it was... In those days, back in the 1970s, pre-75, anytime a studio had a big film that they thought was going to be a mass attraction, they always released it in the Christmas season. And then when Jaws came out, because it was summer themed on the beach, you know, in the ocean shock, Universal took a shot and released it in the summer, released it June 20th, 1975, and it became the first official summer movie to gross over $100 million at the box office. And unlike movies now, which are playing on, like Guardians or Fate of the Furious or Beauty and the Beast, which are opening on over 4,000 screens nationwide, the highest release point Jaws had was around 400 or 450 screens nationwide. Wow. That was it. That was the top. And the film went on to gross over $400 million at the box office.
That's
42. Dollar budget.
As of 42 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Whew. Hey, no wonder he got set up. Good for him.
Do you remember what theater you saw it at?
I never saw it at a theater. I've seen
really,
bits of
it. I saw it at the Kings Plaza movie theater.
Really?
In Brooklyn, New York. My mother, father took me and my two brothers. I had amazing parents. That was 2 years after they took me to Deliverance. They took me to Jaws.
And how old were
really
you?
Awesome. I was 10 years old when I saw Jaws.
See, there you go. Like father, like daughter.
A lot.
Same thing. It sure does.
Well, I have to pass on the good attributes to my daughter that my parents instilled in me.
There you go. Sounds like a winner to me. Chuck Curry, our movie man, goes through some movie news for us in a moment here.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, 57 past the hour. Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with us. Kris Kristofferson and Trace Adkins are going to co-star in a movie about Wild Bill Hickok called Traded. They were in that one last year. Hickok is this year's installment. And I'm not sure whether it's going to be on the big screen or the small screen.
I'm going to guess the small screen. Kristofferson's getting up there. He's got to be in his, what?
80.
Is he really? Okay.
He's 80.
He's a pretty cool guy.
Now, wait a minute. It says Hickok will be released in 10 markets, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, and on demand, all on July 7th. So it gets released and then on demand on the same day.
Yeah, that's the trend for the smaller independent type movie.
Wow. All right, what else do you have in movie news?
I was just talking about summer films. Yeah, I'm going to give you a list of these movies coming out in the next 2 months. You tell me if you have an interest. This Friday, King Arthur, directed by Guy Ritchie. You're going to pay to see that?
That looks very violent.
I think it's a big gamble. The budget's $102 million. I think it'll probably perform a lot better overseas than here. Alien Covenant, Ridley Scott's new Alien movie. Would you go to see that, Doug?
Nope.
Reviews are pretty solid, though. Wonder Woman. I'm looking forward to it.
I might go see that.
Definitely
Wonder Woman. Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Memorial Day weekend. I'm not going to pay to see it. What about Spider-Man?
Nope.
Yeah, I'd see that.
Yeah, I'm going to see that.
I want to see Baywatch with The Rock.
Yeah, that I'll want to see. Anything with a rock in it, I go see. So there's two out of however many I'm going to see. I'm a great movie. I do. I love to go to the movies.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.